The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Claudio Altisor and Diego Ilcantora, who are the founders of BackToNature.Earth, which helps consumers to embrace permaculture and organic gardens right in their own backyards. And Claudio and Diego, how are you both doing today?
Good. First of all, we want to say thank you for this opportunity and give us this space to share our vision and the way we see life.
Absolutely. We appreciate you all joining us today. This is awesome. So, gentlemen, let's go ahead and jump right in. So if you don't mind, tell us about BackToNature.Earth, your mission, how the idea came about, and perhaps we'll start with Diego for that one.
Yes, well, I'm going to start from the beginning. So we started a few years ago. We were looking for our own personal growth, improving ourselves, you know, trying to have a wellness lifestyle where we find a connection, where actions were aligned with our mind and soul. We're looking to do something positive, something more from the heart, with passion, something good to invest our time. That was when we felt that we were right to connect with our Mother Nature. We love to work with nature. We had the best experiences in our time in nature. We knew about sustainable living as a part of our life experience. Being aware of this world problems, we naturally started to look for solutions. We're trying to create a positive impact in our lifetime. So the first thing we start thinking about idea or a dream of creating a off-grid, out-of-sustainable community to make a change, to live more in harmony with nature. Then we start researching about different cultures, more about gardening practices, different ways of living, more air-friendly, more sustainable. And along that way, we came across permaculture. And we really found a connection with all the ethics and the principles. It was the culture that we were looking for. The next thing we know, we were in a permaculture exchange in Brooklyn, and we started to make connections. We met some good people there. We were given a lot of seeds, and we had to do something with them. So we wanted to create a project, but we didn't have any property. So we started to look for a place in our area. Then we had some family members that want to collaborate, letting us use the property. So there was a place to put our seeds, and we created a permaculture project, which we call it the Be Positive Project. And it had really a positive impact, first in the family, our friends, even in the community. We grew so much food that year that we had to share it. And at that time, we already knew that we realized that it was possible to make a difference, that we could be a big part of the solution. So next thing, we quit our jobs, and we were in Ellenville, New York, at the Center of Bioregional Living, where Andrew Faust and Adriana Magana have a great facility, very practical. They're one of the leaders on the permaculture movement in the Northeast, and we became great friends with them. We spent some quality time there in Ellenville. We did all the workshops they had. We did the PDC there, which is the permaculture design course. Then we did another one in Brooklyn. This PDC was more suburban, more city applications. Then we worked with Andrew in some projects. We visited many farmers that were using permaculture principles. And after seeing everything that was possible, all we can do, we realized it only made sense to start to apply everything that we knew, everything that we learned, and we created Back to Nature, our own business, in order to work with nature, for nature, and for the people, to try to solve some of these problems in the world right now. We wanted to experience our lifetime doing something beneficial and positive actions, and we knew it was the right time to act. There was no wait. We were a part of the change. We wanted to protect our Mother Nature, and it was the time to stand up. So we know we can create solutions, and we're starting from the community. Our mission is to keep creating more life, to grow more seeds, grow abundance of healthy food, create more ecosystems, more outdoor spaces, the idea to reconnect people back to nature, create a better lifestyle, not only for the people, but for all the species, including our Mother Earth as one. We really need to disconnect from all this technology and all this stuff. We need to give us the opportunity to create more real life experiences, being present, reducing our footprint, creating a positive impact. That's really the part of the mission that we feel right now.
That's great. Great rundown there, Diego. Thanks. What an awesome project that you're working on. And if you don't mind, Claudio, tell us a little bit more about what actually is permaculture. And I know on your website, you talk about the concept of edible landscape.
Yeah, let me tell you, permaculture is more than a practice. Actually, it's not a practice. It's a way of living. Permaculture is all about solving problems, observation, and the conscious interaction. It's not about a garden or a chicken coop or water harvesting. It's about the connection between them. It's about collaboration. And for those who never heard about permaculture, the terminology of permaculture means permanent agriculture or permanent culture. Permaculture is a regenerative design science that uses a deep observation to mimic nature and its patterns in a holistic approach to design the spaces that provide for our needs using the least amount of energy possible. It is a design of a world that gets richer and richer in terms of biomass, life, diversity, healthy soils, and waters. In permaculture, there are three ethics principles, which are care for the land, all living things, because each element is important for the ecosystem, care for the people, and supply with all their needs, and it is about justice and fair share. We are sure that permaculture is a good solution for the present ecological and social situation in the world. For example, for every pound of food we grow, reduces about 2 pounds of greenhouse gas emissions, or by composting, we can reduce the waste in more than 70%. In my house, I throw only one bag of garbage per week. And I would say that the more food we grow and the less we consume from unrenewable resources, the more beneficial we will be for the planet, and definitely be responsible for our actions is a must. In our hand, permaculture perfectly it could be included in the education system as a part of the gardening program. We think that it would be an enormous positive impact in the present time and of course in the future generations. If we see the speed of the environmental damage in the past 20 years is dramatic. Imagine how the world would be in 20 more years. What kind of food are we going to eat? Or are we going to have clean water? Definitely the food industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the government don't let us get out from this ignorant state of mind where everything is about consume and waste. We need to wake up or we are going to be in a deep trouble. We are living like we are the last generation and we must change this. Instead of being harmful to the environment, we could be the most beneficial species. And speaking about edible landscapes, that's another way to describe what we do, because many people don't know about the terminology of permaculture. What we do, we incorporate food-producing plants in the landscape. Fruit trees, nut trees, vegetables, herbs, edible flowers, and berries are combined to create an ecosystem that produces abundance and a beautiful design.
That's excellent. Wow, great rundown there, Claudio. And Diego, if you don't mind, tell us more about some of your service offerings. I saw that this includes beekeeping and also chicken coops.
Yeah, first we like to listen to the customer's desires. Most people are just looking to get a vegetable garden, an orchard, flowers, herbs. We like to analyze each property and do a free landscape design or a permaculture design. Seeing the potential, the opportunities they have to grow food, and give them some ideas to be more sustainable and be more outdoors. We offer maintenance, installation of any design that we do. Also training, even harvesting and preserving. We like to use our skills at any scale, in any levels, from the big farm homestead to an apartment design. We can also incorporate different outdoor spaces like natural playgrounds. We do water fixtures, water harvesting, composting, greenhouses to grow food all year round. We can do bioconstruction, natural stonework, structures, many natural attractions that will invite the people of any ages to be more outdoor. We can create a natural environment where you can reconnect with nature, enjoy your time, where from where you'll be living much more healthier. Being outside, spending some time under the sun, picking edibles, creating good memories by our fire pit. About our beekeeping service, well, we love the bees. We love to have bees on our ecosystem. Bees are the most beneficial insect, our best friends. They are responsible for the pollination in most of our foods, plants, trees. They are amazing creatures. They are a very important part of the planet, and they also produce
the best food, which is honey. We definitely need more bees, but they're been killing them with pesticides and herbicides these days. That's another point we like to pay some attention to and stop spraying. You know, many people spraying different chemicals. We already have too many chemicals. We got to stop the killing. And also, having a chicken coop as one of our service, we think chickens are great. They help to build soil, controlling pests. They produce eggs. They also can be a beneficial part of the permaculture design. The more parts that we connect into a design, it will become more functional, more regenerative. They're also a great company in the garden, especially if you have kids. You need to see more animals to understand the relationship we have. Like, they need to experience more time outside in nature to understand that we're all connected.
Yeah, that's great. Great insights there. And I'm going to shift real quick here, gentlemen. And your website is backtonature.earth. You all use a .earth domain, which is great. So why did you all choose to use a .earth domain name? And we'll ask Claudio this question.
Our friend who helped us with the page, he gave us the domain options. And we decided right away for .earth domain because it's a meaningful word. And it totally goes with our statement. Earth is our mother earth. Is where we stand. We get energy from the earth by grounding, and it's the only home we have and provides food and shelter and other needs. And definitely, it was the best option for us.
That's excellent. Great, great. And then what does the future hold for your business when it comes to backtonature.earth? And we'll ask Diego that one.
Well, for now, we're just trying to build a better lifestyle, better community, better environment. By using these permaculture principles, growing more food, trying to get the people outside, reconnecting. Because we believe that the more active we are, the more that we eat organic home-grown food, the healthier that we'll be. We're really promoting a healthy lifestyle. We love what we're doing. We love building soil. We love growing life. So we see how far we can take it in the community. We have good motivation to see the change and to inspire others. We believe that we can create a positive impact. We know that we can solve some problems in people's backyard. So we are going to keep doing it. We're going to move forward. We will invest our time in being part of the solution. It really feels good to create an ecosystem, starting from nothing, building soil, creating life in many levels, seeing it grow, and seeing the people harvesting this healthy food. They will share it. It's a really amazing experience. Hopefully, we see more people getting involved, make new connections. We're trying to change the world a little bit. We're looking for a better world. And if we get together, we can plant more seeds. That's how we're going to create a big difference on creating a better community by showing them what's possible, by making more connections, awakening others. That's one of the best things we can do right now. Hopefully, one day we get to create our own community where we can live sustainable, off-grid, teach others a natural, healthy lifestyle and how we can be this planet more beneficial species. We love to see people getting involved, investing in renewable energy, in environmental solutions, local food, in water solutions, anything that has to do with healing our Mother Earth and all the living creatures. We need an evolution right now, and there's so much work to do, so much to improve.
That's excellent. Great. What a wonderful future, and what a great mission you all have with Back to Nature. And Claudio and Diego, this has been an excellent podcast. Is there anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
Yes, we all are extracting resources from the earth, and we all must give back in some way. We all should do something to help the earth. A good reason to learn permaculture is because it teaches you skills and how to work with nature in a conscious design, how to take care of the environment, how to repair ecosystems, how to produce a healthy ecology where you live. It is a way to learn and how to get back to nature. And by using permaculture, you will depend less on the outside and you will be less vulnerable. We live in a time of great centralization of power, government, and economy, and the possibilities of problems are increasing as the system becomes more complex. So it is important to produce simple things or consume what you need close by using local resources. Whereas I would say that everyone must do something to give back to the earth, step by step. Be conscious about your existence. Reduce the amount of plastic you use. Make compost from your kitchen waste. Create a garden and grow your own food, even if it's only some vegetables. Plant a tree. Eat healthy. Remember, food is our medicine. Buy only what you need. Material stuff doesn't mean happiness. That feeling is just the release of craving for that object. Support people who cares for the earth and for us. Consume local and organic. There are many ways and things we can do to be part of the solution, and let's do it together. I would say your research about permaculture, there are really good information on the internet. There is good material on YouTube. Look for people who are into permaculture in your area. Also, you can contact us through Facebook or Back to Nature the Earth. And to finish, I would say that the time of sitting down and watch how the world spins is gone. We as a human species have the moral responsibility of care for the Mother Earth and being beneficial for every life form. So join the movement. We are so many people and we need you. We need you. We need everyone. And get a shovel. Don't wait until Monday. Start tomorrow. And thank you. Thank you to you, Matthew, because you are making connections and you are part of the change as well. So we are very, very thankful for this opportunity.
And thank you for letting us share our vision and let's get back to nature.
Yes, that's great. What a great way to end this interview. And thank you both so much. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast with Claudio Altazor and Diego Ilcantora, who are the founders of Back to Nature.Earth. And as you heard, both of these gentlemen are very passionate about protecting our planet, and their company offers or helps consumers to embrace permaculture and organic gardens right in their own backyards. And Claudio and Diego, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Imagine.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.